Well, boys and girls, I want to leave with you a text of scripture this morning and try to illustrate it for you with a little story. Psalmist David said in Psalm 86, "Great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." Great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul. And whenever David was saying that, he is emphasizing the me, the my, because he feels such a sinner. Me. My soul. Great is thy mercy toward me. Great mercy for great sinners. A long time ago, many years ago, there was an actress. Whenever she was in her hometown on one occasion, she was walking in the area and passing by a cottage. She could hear singing. And it drew her, it attracted her, and she went over to the cottage. The door was open. In those times, they would have had cottage meetings. She heard the singing and she went in and she listened. And they were just announcing the hymn, giving it out, and they sung it. And it's a hymn of Charles Wesley. "Depth of mercy can there be? Mercy still reserved for me? Can my God his wrath forbear? Me, the chief of sinners, spur. I have long withstood his grace, long provoked him to his face, would not hearken to his calls, grieved him by a thousand falls. Whence to me this waste of love? Ask my advocate above. See the cause in Jesus' face, now before the throne of grace. There for me the Saviour stands, shows his wounds and spreads his hands. God is love. I know, I feel. Jesus lives and loves me still. Jesus, answer from above. Is not all thy nature love? Wilt thou not the wrong forget? Suffer me to kiss thy feet. If I rightly read thy heart, if thou all compassion art, bow thine ear, in mercy bow, pardon, and accept me now." That was a lovely tune. It was a simple tune, but it wasn't the tune that impressed her, it was the words. She heard all the words and she was struck, and she stayed on to the end of the meeting. And whenever she went home, and later on after that, she sought out the hymn and she purchased a hymn book or a book where the hymn could be found. And she regularly read it. Never left her mind. It was kept coming back, the words of it. And she began to attend God's house and to hear the preaching of the gospel and to read the Bible, which she had not much done in her life. And she bowed at the footstool of Jesus. And she found pardon and mercy and forgiveness. And the Lord challenged her about her profession as an actress. It was on the stage, around the various towns of England. Part of her acting would involve singing as well as acting and playing parts. And she did not think that was befitting the gospel. She didn't go back. She told the manager she wouldn't go back. She's not going to do any acting anymore, without giving the reason. But after a number of weeks, he came to her, he visited her, he said he needed her. Would she do a part? And then whenever he heard about her, what she said, he kind of mocked. And then he says, "You know, it's financially important for me, this play, and I need you to fill the part. It's very difficult to get it filled." And so she was convinced on that occasion to go to the theatre and to carry out that part in that play, which she knew how to do. She wasn't particularly happy about it. The Lord was dealing with her heart. Whenever she came onto the stage for the first appearance, it was her task to sing. And the orchestra started up and there was silence. She couldn't sing the part. And then they thought it was just nerves, not having been there for a few weeks. And so they played up again and started the introduction again. But again, she didn't join in. She didn't open her mouth. The orchestra tried a third time, still thinking it was her nerves, but still she didn't sing. And then she stepped forward. And those words that we quoted, depth of mercy can there be, mercy still reserved for me. She now knew them in her heart. It wasn't hard for her to memorize lines, but particularly that hymn become engraved in her heart. And she stood forward and she sung that. Needless to say, the play ended after that. It caused quite a havoc, and she was ridiculed and mocked by very many, although there were some who were impressed with the change in her life and her stand for the Lord Jesus. And the thing about it is, she never had done that profession again, and she grew in grace, she continued walk with God, and she married a man who became a minister of the gospel. And so she had obtained the mercy of God. She was a great sinner. And the Lord wakened her heart. Maybe boys and girls, you've done things that are wrong. And it's making you feel you're a great sinner. It's a good thing to feel that you're a great sinner and to know you're a great sinner, because we're all great sinners. Even little boys and girls are great sinners. But let me tell you this. This is the lesson this morning. There's a great Saviour who has great mercy, and he forgive you all your sins if you confess them and say sorry to the Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee again for all the boys and girls in this congregation. May they be under thy wing always, and may they hear thy voice in this house in the preaching of the word. May they be blessed by this word that has been delivered. May the Spirit work in them. May they see their sinfulness and feel it. And may they have their faith and trust in the only Saviour who can deal with it, even thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom be praise and glory. Amen.